Chapter 9, Institute Automatic Savings. Make a link from your checking account into a savings account that won't be touched. This may usually be done through the banks, and automatic amounts will be transferred over every month. Most individuals won't put money into a savings account on a regular basis. They might wait till a large tax refund check arrives or another event to actually deposit money into savings, retirement, vacation, college, or additional accounts. If you institute an automatic savings deposit monthly, your accounts will start accumulating faster than you think. Save automatically. Do you have a savings account and all the same find it hard to find money to put into it? This isn't a rare problem, and many individuals find it grueling to save. By and large, when you receive income, it's either straight off deposited into your checking account or you go to the bank to prepare a deposit. Generally, these funds head straight to the checking account, so they're available to pay for the seemingly perpetual flow of bills. Many individuals save money as a second thought. When they get revenue, the money is apportioned to bills, foodstuffs, rent, or a mortgage, or daily expenses, among additional things. The only time supplying money to savings is when there is revenue left over. Regrettably, with this backwards thinking, there is just about never any revenue left over to save. Once deposits are made into a savings account automatically and on a regular basis, you don't have to think about it, and the revenue is deposited prior to you having time to worry about expenses or how much money will be left over. Thanks to innovative technology, it is really simple to set up an automatic savings plan. If you presently have direct deposit through your employer or some other form of revenue, you will find the most comfortable way to establish this is to have part of your money directly deposited into your savings account as well. It does not matter if it's $10 or $500. Merely having this happen automatically will guarantee money is saved every time you are paid. If you do not have direct deposit, there is still a simple option available if you do your banking at a local branch. Commonly, your bank may link checking and savings accounts together and constitute automated transfers between accounts at a regular time interval that you select. So if you cash your paycheck every other Friday or receive other funds on a regular basis, you may establish an automatic transfer of a set sum of money from checking to savings to co-occur with this deposit. Wrapping up, it all boils down to being organized and making smart decisions. Make certain your paid bills are organized in a container of some sort away from the rest of the house. Keep files for paid bills. Go through your files at the end of every year and throw away bills and receipts no longer needed for auditing purposes. Get hold of your local IRS office to see how long records need to be kept for audits. Generally, federal tax return audits can be done 3 years back, but canceled checks might need to be kept for 7. Consult the internet for auditing and records keeping procedures for your state or region. Follow the tips here, and you'll be well on your way to organizing your finances.